USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House approved the resolution expressing the United States' support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394 to 18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all other than via Zoom. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately. But a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint. Rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia will fulfill its commitment to supply natural gas to Europe, but warned that flows via the Nord Stream pipeline could be slowed down soon if sanctions prevent additional maintenance on the line. Nord Stream, the main artery for Russia gas to Europe, was endorsed by President Biden. At the same time, Biden shut down North America's Keystone XL pipeline. Murder charges are dropped in New York City.
Murder charges against a New York bodega worker are being dropped. Jose Elba said he acted in self-defense when he fatally stabbed the man after being attacked behind the counter in Hamilton Heights, New York. After a lengthy investigation, prosecutors dropped the case and filed a motion to dismiss the charges. They said the district attorney's office had concluded a homicide case against Elba couldn't be proven at a trial beyond a reasonable doubt. Mayor Eric Adams chiming in saying the DA made the right decision.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Cowardice or incompetence? The terrible response to the Uvalde shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead will likely lead to policy changes, but it's unclear whether any police officers will be held accountable for allowing the active shooter to continue without a confrontation. An investigative report released Sunday by a Texas House of Representatives committee found a total of 376 officers who responded to the scene lacked clear leadership and communication. The American farmer is struggling under red-hot inflation. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. on Fox News says inflation is killing the American farmer, and the Biden administration has failed his community by doing nothing.
Well, you know, the president committed to having a meeting with me last year to discuss some of these very concerns that we're raising right now. Fertilizer has tripled. You know, last year I was paying close to $400 a ton. And this year I'm paying $1,100 a ton for 777.
Wow.
Last year I was paying $2.60 for a gallon of diesel fuel. This year I'm paying almost $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. These costs have tripled, and the farmer has to pay them up front, people. And we really don't know what we're going to sell our commodity for, you know, at harvest time. So the administration hasn't put things in place to help us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.